Well, no, I hate to tell you, but you're 50% of this. Mm-hmm. So why would you get bored with me if you're... Well, then why don't you do it yourself? No, no, I'm not talking about the audio thing. I'm talking about the show.
What show?
The one we're about to do. We don't even really have a name.
I know. Here, plug me in.
What was something like, plug you in?
Plug me in.
What do you think this is, Don and Drew?
I still haven't got to listen to their show. I saw the website.
If you do, you'll be tainted forever.
What way?
Put the microphone down by your mouth, not by your eye.
I am. I can't hear anything.
You're fine. See, you can see the levels.
Yeah, but I can't hear anything.
You can't? Well, don't fuss with it. Oh, this is what it is.
Ooh.
Now, try that. Can you hear?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, when are we going to start recording? That's what that means.
Yeah, great. See when the wave files are going up and down?
Yes, yes, yes.
See, as soon as you know, then you freeze.
I don't freeze. What are we going to talk about? This is the whole thing. I was like, we need to pick something to talk about.
No, I'm saying we should probably get Gnomedex out of our heads while it's still in our memory.
Gnomedex is not going to be out of my head, but...
Well, obviously, okay. It's not going to be out of your head, but, I mean, there's a lot of thoughts that went around. I mean, this is your first real, true Gnomedex that you've planned all the way through.
Yes.
And you've got no perspective. Why do you keep licking your fingernail?
Because I smudged it, and when you smudge nail polish... The best way to get it back is with your tongue. It's true. If you try to put something else on it, it won't be smooth.
Yeah, but man, that stuff stinks. Why would you want to lick it?
Same thing if you want to know when they're dry.
Don't high school kids get in trouble for doing that?
You lick it. And then
does it work?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see it.
Because if you lick it,
let me see it,
and it's smooth and it doesn't burn, then it's dry.
Don't get in my face.
Try it.
I'm not going to lick your fingernails.
Try it.
No.
It sounds weird.
I can't see where you chipped it.
But it's true. This one.
Oh, that one. Oh, I mm-hmm. can definitely see that
smudged,
one.
Smudged, see? Because it was too dry.
Well, it doesn't look bad. I mean, only if you're, like, staring intently at your fingernail would you notice it.
Oh, boy.
Well, at least you got your nails done before the conference.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
That was nice.
No. So it's over and done with now. 5.0.
That yeah. That was awesome. Really was.
What was your favorite part of the conference?
Julie DeYoung's time.
Everyone keeps saying that.
She was the best. I mean, she gave from the heart, and I just absolutely love Julie's presentation. And I think it has to do a lot with that she has a completely different perspective than the majority of the A-list bloggers that are always going back and forth with each other.
So wait, would you consider her an A-list blogger for that, just for doing something like that, so radical?
I would, but that's just me, my perspective. So I think she's one of the better bloggers that I know.
What were some of the more interesting things beyond the presentations that you experienced?
Beyond the presentations?
Yeah, those are a given. I mean, I personally think that 90% of the conference is what happens off the stage.
That's so true.
That's just such a small part.
There was a completely different vibe at this conference. And that was what we were going for, you know that. There was everything but blood. There was definitely tears.
Oh, yeah.
There was everything put into this conference. Love. It was definitely a love child. And it came together nicely. There were still a few little things here and there that didn't go well behind the scenes. But I think for the most part, everyone saw it as a smooth-running conference. And that's what we want.
Well, yeah.
So it was good to see that. Everyone, when I looked out, they were smiling, they were talking, they were networking. I didn't think there was one person that felt left out, and that was what we really wanted, and I felt like we accomplished that, yeah. And that means so much right there.
Now, are you looking forward to doing the next Gnomedex? That was a
loaded
question.
Parts of me are, of course.
Which parts? Like your elbows?
The part of me that remembers certain attendees and that spark in their eye when they had a new idea or they met someone that they've listened to or read for years for the first time. And that makes me put all the uglies behind me and say, okay,
wait, now come on. Are you saying that Gnomedexers, some of them are ugly?
What?
Well, you said put the uglies behind me.
I'm saying the uglies of planning a conference.
Oh. You've got to clarify these things.
Okay.
All right. So then we the conference wraps up. We go have a pretty good dinner with my folks.
We had an awesome dinner. Yeah. That was really nice.
On our way there, since we were in the parking garage, I plugged in the address for Queen Sheba, the Ethiopian place in Seattle. And since we were in the parking garage, when you have a GPS system, sometimes it doesn't know which way is which. And since I couldn't exactly pinpoint my location, I kind of had to like ignore that and rely on my instincts to get me to Queen Sheba until it found its own direction. And I knew where I was going.
Which was funny. No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Don't lie.
Babe, look, if I didn't know where I was going.
I hate it when you lie.
I'm not lying.
About knowing.
I'm not lying.
Where
Babe, no, there's
you're
no way.
Going. Okay.
Ponzi, no,
okay.
You're wrong.
No, you didn't even tell them the whole story.
That is the whole story.
Tell them what happened.
Well, we got in the car.
No. Go back. Rewind. It's the end of the conference.
Right.
We're cleaning up. We get everything put into the storage room.
Uh-huh.
We tell Adam we're going to go pick him up.
Right. At Hotel Monaco.
Hotel Monaco. We're going to call. Your parents are at Hotel Monaco as well.
Right. And they've got a GPS.
They have a rental car with a GPS.
Yeah. That's
Bob
the story.
Bob and Stacy were going to meet us.
But that, see, those are details.
And
those
riders. Are just... No. This is all part of it. And then the riders were going to meet us. They're going to take a cab. Okay. So here we go. Da-da, right. We go to your parents. On the way, I call your parents and say, meet us out front and you can follow us to the restaurant. And they say, okay. And Adam comes outside. He's waiting for us as well. So we pull up and we're the host and hostess. And we don't know where the hell we're going.
No,
people.
That's wrong. You didn't know. Ponzi, you didn't know.
I knew
you have
exactly
no sense of direction.
I know
Ponzi,
I don't.
You have no
that's
sense of direction. You have to rely on
have,
me.
No.
Okay,
that's
but
why we
computer,
have the GPS.
When the computer doesn't work, Ponzi, you have to go off your own senses. Do you seriously not know which direction, like, Queen Sheba was
I
in relation to where we were?
There are major landmarks around.
Right, but if you don't,
like
you can't
the
navigate.
The Whorehouse Rite Aid, and anyone
right.
who lives in Seattle knows about it.
Yeah, but you can't point out the Whorehouse Rite Aid.
No, but I could definitely put it into the GPS system.
No,
if
you
the little
could.
Tiny
okay, but look, stop. No, you don't
there,
understand, Ponzi.
Put in.
Ponzi, we had Queen Sheba in the system. It's just that the system had no idea where the hell we were.
That's because
it had
you
us off in the middle
it
of the bay
on in the parking garage, which
no.
is we all know you're not supposed to do that. You have to wait until you're on a major street, and then you have to stop
okay,
and let it recalculate.
But still,
it even tells you that
Ponzi.
It says
no. It doesn't say keep it off until you leave the parking garage. There's no way it says that. That's not part of the disclaimer. I knew exactly where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
I knew exactly. Ponzi,
so anyways,
I got us. No, stop.
I got
no,
upset.
I got you. No,
just,
I got you
no,
as.
Stop yelling.
I got you as far
stop.
As I'm not yelling.
You are.
I'm not yelling.
You're raising your voice.
I may be raising my voice, but I'm not yelling. If you want to see me yell, I'll yell.
Okay, this is where my blood starts boiling. Don't do that. I'm serious. Don't.
Ponzi, I was not lost. I knew exactly where I was going. I knew where I was going.
This is where I'm quietly going to sit here and count to 10 in my head. Okay. Now.
That was a better. Fast 10.
I didn't do 1001, 1002, 1003. I did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, so.
Well, that doesn't do you any good. You might as well count to 3 at that.
No, but it was just, it was,
okay,
I felt
so
embarrassed because here's Adam in the backseat waiting to go eat. Your parents are in front of us waiting. Bob and Stacy are about to catch a cab. And everybody's looking at us like, okay, where are we going? And duh.
No, we knew we were.
You and
okay,
I
knew where I was
so
going.
Dependent
I knew
upon
the direction.
The GPS.
No.
We
That's
don't
BS.
Know.
Ponzi, I knew exactly where I was going. I knew the direction of where I was going.
Right. So why did you go down two streets
no,
to
I
the
went
right?
Go BS.
Around.
No, I didn't go around. I did not go
you did.
Around. No, I didn't, Ponzi. We found the place. We found Hotel Monaco without having to rely on the GPS.
No,
and
good.
I was driving in the direction of Queen Sheba. Had I hit Broadway, Ponzi, I would have known which way to turn. Mm. And I would have hit Broadway continuing up Pine.
Okay, let
I think
it go.
Pine.
Move on.
Pine or Pike.
Moving on.
I can't
so
remember
So anyways,
now.
We finally got to dinner. And we met Dave and Steve there as well.
Well,
and
no, Dave there? Dave walked in after – Dave Weiner walked in after we did – Steve Gilmore walked in after we did. We
That's
brought
true.
Adam. We came with my parents.
And then Bob and Stacy came with Matt Hartley and
Brandon Watts and Binary Wrangler.
And Binary Wrangler.
And then Jeff.
And then Jeff and his girlfriend.
And his girlfriend were there.
I don't remember.
It was not a common name. But I unfortunately, what's Jeffrey Luke?
Jeffrey Luke. He took awesome pictures at Nomdex.
His photos are
awesome
on
Flickr.
They're very small resolution. I've asked if he can upload slightly larger ones, but I'm sure if you make a request for any one of those photos, he would send you a higher quality version of them because we pretty much if anybody owns the photos, it would be us. And I've asked him to, you know, pretty
That's
much hand them out to whoever wants them. What's interesting?
That his photos were smaller resolution.
Well, they're smaller resolution because he knew that bandwidth was at a premium at the conference.
So he was really nice.
he shrank them. So, well, no, I think it's fine. I saw a couple other photos that people uploaded that I asked him for. Like, someone took the Google pin, you know, the flashy Google pin, mm-hmm. and they turned out the light, and then they moved it around in the dark, and
then took
the picture.
It made swirlies.
I asked him for a larger version. He gave a slightly larger version, but apparently that was it was Pen Machine.
P-E-N-N. I really liked KK's pictures as well.
Oh, yeah, Chris Krug. Or
Chris
Krug.
Krug? Krug or Krug?
It's KK Plus. Yeah. That's all. KK.
Great pictures. Great shots, yeah.
Yeah. I was very impressed with a few of them. Dylan Green also had a handful of great shots. Laughing Squid.
Laughing Squid,
has
yes.
a handful of them. I met Laughing Squid down in at WebZine. Why are you getting on the computer? Are you looking at the website? What are you doing?
Turning on the computer.
Well, I know you're turning on the computer. Why do you feel the need to turn your computer? How come you get mad at me when I'm doing things, in the middle of doing things, and I turn around and do the computer? You get mad at me. You say I'm not paying attention.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about when you get mad at me. Don't even. They can't see you smiling into the microphone. They can hear that. You know you. Now, who's lying now?
Lying about what? I haven't said anything.
Oh, that was crafty. I haven't said anything there. Ergo,
anything.
I didn't lie.
You just said the whole conversation all alone. You didn't even you didn't even let me participate. What are you talking about?
I was asking you what you're doing with your computer.
I'm
and you said
turning
it
on.
Why are you turning it on?
Because I feel like it.
No, you don't turn on the computer because you feel like it. You're doing it because you're going to proceed with an action.
Not necessarily.
So you're turning it on for the sake of turning it on. Do you have the right power cord plugged in this time?
Yes, this is my computer. My little bitty IBM ThinkPad. I like it.
Don't open Outlook.
I'm not.
Well, because if you do, then your PST
isn't... Just stop. I know. God.
Well, don't get mad at me. If I tell you, if I'm saying this, if you accidentally open Outlook and you start downloading mail, then the mail won't be synchronized.
No, you've told me. You always tell me.
But Ponzi, if I don't tell you and you do it, then you say, well, why wasn't it?
No, I haven't done that.
Oh, yes,
many
you have.
Many moons, no.
Okay, so maybe it was many moons, but don't say you've never done it or you
I
haven't done it.
I didn't say I haven't done it.
Yes, you did. I can rewind the tape.
I haven't done it lately.
Oh, you didn't.
It's been many moons since I have done that.
Right.
But you will never let it go. It's the same thing with... Oh, you have the same issue with...
I don't have any
wait,
issues.
Wait. The ice
no,
cream scooper.
No, BS. I never...
This is so funny, people.
Ponzi, no.
Every
no.
time
I haven't reminded you of that.
Stop.
I haven't reminded you of that for moons.
Can I please tell them? Okay.
Ponzi, fine. I have... Okay, when was the last time I reminded you of it?
Fine. You won't even let me speak. Why do we even record this crap?
No, you're speaking now.
Little hairs on the back of my neck are just raising.
Do you got fingernail polish on them?
But you won't let me speak.
Okay, speak.
Every time I scoop ice cream with this ice cream scooper, stop making faces.
I'm not making faces.
Lie, and they could all tell you were by that laugh. So anyways, every time I scoop ice cream, I'll be mid-scoop and he'll come in. And he does the same thing.
I do not.
You look at me with this look of panic almost and say, do not put that into the dishwasher. And I look at you and I'll say, okay. And I keep scooping the ice cream. I swear to God, before I'm done scooping the ice cream and can go to the sink, he said it again. Don't put that into the dishwasher. And then the funniest thing happened when we were back at your parents' house for your brother's wedding. And your dad asked for ice cream. I went in and scooped it. And when I came in, your mom did it. And I was like, oh, my God. Okay, now I know where it comes from.
Yeah, but usually people forget. I mean, you get in the mode. You're scooping the ice cream and you forget. You can't put this particular scoop in the dishwasher.
Yes, it's so special. But it's a pampered chef.
But what's the fault of...
Ice cream scoop.
But it's a nice ice cream scoop.
Yeah, sure.
But what's the...
It's an ice cream scoop, people.
Okay, so if you forget and someone doesn't say
anything. What's going to happen? Is it going to explode? Is it going to like mess up the whole dishwasher? Is it never ever going to scoop ice cream again?
I don't know. I don't know. Mom just told me that you're not supposed to put that particular ice cream scoop in the dishwasher.
And I understand. And I will try to respect that. But if it happens.
Wait, no. I will try to respect that. What is that? Wait, what kind of response is that? I will try to respect that.
That's the truth.
No, I know, but see, if someone doesn't remind you then, see, that's what caused me to believe that if I don't tell you or remind you of this, and I haven't said it for months, largely because we don't really have ice cream around here.
We haven't ate ice cream forever.
But I know enough that you've made it a point for me not to remind you about that again and again and again. Yet other times you'll ask me to remind you of things. Things that when we're out and about and you need to write down an appointment or in the calendar, you don't want to do it. You write it down on a piece of paper.
Because I asked me to remind you. I hate the pocket PC on that account. I hate the way when I pull up a new task on the pocket PC, it doesn't look the same.
What doesn't look the same?
Or no, I'm sorry, a new appointment. It doesn't look the same as it does when I pull it up in Outlook.
Well, but it's the same information. It's just laid out differently.
But it looks totally different. So then it's a pain in the butt, and you have to do little drop-down menus. And
it's not a pain. It's not a pain.
I don't like it. I think it's
but Ponzi, there's
I don't like
no
the way it looks, so I don't use it. I'd rather just take 2 seconds and 20 seconds and write it down.
Okay, but then it's analog. You've written it down. It's going to get lost. Why have the pocket PC if you're transcribing everything anyway?
No, I don't transcribe everything anyway. I use it as for an address book, for a phone.
Right.
I use it to look at my email. So I mean, there are different things that I use it for, but for that's the one thing I don't like about it. I don't
why
the way
you,
the contact.
Okay, you may not
contacts. The way the
tasks.
New appointment.
You may, right.
New
you may not stuff. Like it. It may not be 100% of what you want, but isn't it good enough?
No, it's not. Because when I pull it out and someone's standing there waiting for me to tell me something, it takes me forever to get it in there. And I'm like, it's kind of embarrassing
Ponzi,
to make them
how
wait
often have you lost,
about
how
three
often,
or 4 minutes than it is for me to jot it down,
right.
Which will take all of 30
but
seconds.
But how often have you lost your appointments because you've done that? How many times have you forgotten about those because they weren't entered into your computer?
I don't know. What kind of question is that?
Well, what happened this morning?
I slept in and I missed a chiropractic appointment. Uh-huh. Oh, well.
No, I'm saying, was it written down?
Did you go?
I didn't know it was happening.
Oh, right. It's all me.
Yeah, I didn't know it was happening.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And as a matter of fact, I remember when we went to the last appointment, you reamed me about this there in front of Tess, the sweet little
I didn't ream you.
Yes, you did. And you said, why don't you use your appointments in your pocket PC? That's what we got it for.
Well, yes. And you then, were complaining because you wanted all that stuff. And then you get it and then you don't want to use it.
God. Because I want it to look a certain way and it doesn't. And that's your job to find the stuff that looks right and
oh,
works right.
Oh, babe. That's like hitting a moving target.
No, it's not. You expect me to buy your clothes and pick
no,
out
I,
your stuff.
I do not.
Oh, you don't?
No. When it?
Oh,
no, stop.
You better
when was the
stop
last time,
now.
No. When was the last time I ever said, Ponzi, go buy me clothes? When?
Oh, you never say, go buy me clothes.
Exactly.
But if I don't buy them, what would you wear?
You'd
wear,
you can't
you'd wear
do
jacked
that
up. Holy
that's Jeopardy,
crap.
Babe. That's no. Jeopardy. You can't do that.
You had clothes in your closet, I swear to God, from college when I met you.
So?
You were living in California, and you had the big-ass giant... Oh, sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that. Big, giant, goose-down coat. There's no reason that you should have that. Why?
I don't know. Just in case.
Okay. You definitely had shirts in there from college.
So?
Well, that's a problem. That was a problem for me.
All right.
So in stages, we cleared
crap
out. All
right, right. But I thought we were supposed to be talking about gnome decks here.
Yeah, let's go back. Sorry. What was that?
I don't know. Something was flying towards my face.
Alrighty then. So, are you getting ready to meet my family? Because that's the next big one. Well, we're going to Wear 2.0 tomorrow, which is our next trip. And then after that, we're going to North Carolina.
When? What time? What day? Like, is this early July? Mm-hmm. Like, right? We're turning around right mm-hmm. right.
Probably
then?
Next week.
For 5 days?
Mm-hmm.
Fly in the first day, fly out the fifth?
No. Don't even try it.
So we're going to be gone for a week?
Yes.
Why?
My brothers are going to be home.
Right.
From the Air Force Academy.
Right.
after this, they're going into like the third quarter of the year, and one will be in Germany, one will be in Hawaii, and I won't get to see them. So this is Pansy, the only time that we're all going to be together for like years. So I'm going home.
Okay, no, that's fine.
You don't have to go with me.
Well, I'm just saying. I just wanted to know a date. I know. I just need dates, Ponzi. Like, line up the dates. You thought the flight to SFO was expensive? I need the dates. Because people are already asking me about other things that are happening in July.
Right.
So that's all. And I've been asking this for a few days. Well, I know, not after Nomad.
Okay, so let's backtrack a little bit.
I said,
when did we decide we were going to wear?
It was before Nomdex.
Right. And when have I had time to book travel?
No, I don't care about
shopping,
travel. I'm talking about the dates.
Carolina.
The dates. That's all I want.
Travel dates depend on travel prices.
Well,
for us.
Yeah, largely, because we're having to stay in San Francisco like 2 extra days because of that.
Right. So that's why I'm more flexible with the North Carolina trip.
But we're going to try to get it in next week.
It would be nice, but if travel says no, if it's really expensive, then we're not going to because of the whole July 4th thing. So.
Oh, is that why you were talking about July 4th last night?
Travel is so expensive. This is like one of the worst times of the year to travel.
So why don't we
Christmas
wait
and Thanksgiving.
Why don't we wait until like maybe we'll have to do it. What about like July 7th?
Maybe.
Like something like, you know, a couple days after July 4th.
14th might be
like right
that.
As soon as the prices drop, because I think most of the stuff that people are asking me to be involved in is like mid to late July. Mm. And I mean, we don't have to worry about Nomdex now. That's like, you know, behind us
for the moment.
Oh, boy.
I want to go to Blog HerCon.
Yeah, I'm not even sure where that's at.
It's in Santa Clara. Santa Clara, California.
Isn't that where we did the UFO conference?
Julie Leung's going to be there. Yeah, it is.
Go figure.
And Nancy White's going to be there. Hallie Sweet. Is it Sweet or Suit? Okay. Hallie's going to be there. I don't know who else. I just checked the website today. It was the first time I heard about it was through Julie.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Might meet some cool bloggerettes.
I think a large reason why the Blog Her conference, that's what they're calling it officially, is kind of sprang out of other conferences not having enough female representation. So now it's like a complete breakout of like something that's dealing specifically with issues related to blogging and women.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, it's neat.
I think that's a good thing.
It's neat. I think it's a little bit...
It's not exclusive. I looked it up.
No, it's not exclusive.
It's
open.
It's for men and women.
It's open. However, I tried to keep, you know, gender completely out of any of the things that I do or any of the decisions that I make.
Yes, I know.
So, I mean, I had a lot of women invited to Nomdex in the beginning, and they just couldn't do it because of schedules or other beliefs. So.
That's true. So hopefully we'll have more women next year.
Oh, yeah.
Especially since our best speaker was a woman this year.
Well, I think... No.
Okay, I shouldn't say that. She was my favorite, but there were a lot of great speakers.
No, there were a lot of people who made comments on Julie's presentation, largely because it was just different.
Adam's was great, too.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Adam gave back some of his star time to an unknown. I just thought that was just classy, you know. Not a lot of people do that.
No.
To take some time and showcase other people's music that are unknown is just classy. That was awesome. I like that. Plus, we had fun acting the fool, dancing.
I almost fell off that chair.
Did you?
It was wobbly. It wasn't the right chair to stand on. And the people in the Cove actually had better chairs. I don't think many of the Bay Nomdexers knew
that's
that.
That's true. They had Aeron
they
chairs.
They had Aerons. All the, well... Aerons are throughout the conference center, but
they wouldn't all fit.
Yeah,
into
they
the
wouldn't
bay.
Fit into the 300 wouldn't fit into the bay. They had to be smaller chairs in order to accommodate everybody.
Right,
but no one said anything about that.
No,
I was surprised.
No one complained. That was nice.
Yeah, I mean, we when you kept them kind of focused on everything. If we can negotiate something with the Bell Harbor, I'd be inclined to do it there again.
Yeah, I would too. That was the whole point, that hopefully, you know, we can find a set venue and some set vendors so that it's not such a pain every year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was really hard and difficult to step in and pick up last year with Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
But
Tahoe was just difficult around.
That was different. So this year it's all just me and you planning and doing and executing. So I think we have more control.
Oh, I know we have more control.
And yeah.
But people seem to like that level of simplicity.
I think so.
You know, there's no other go-to people. You know, you don't have to talk to 13 different people just to get one thing done.
Right.
And of course, we lose a lot of restrictions that larger conferences have when we go that route. It can be difficult, though, if the organization isn't as tight as it could be.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I'm thinking about our organizational skills. And like,
oh, I've got them.
Okay, right. You're just perfectly organized.
Yes. Okay. How am I not organized?
Do you know where your socks are?
Yeah, they're on my feet.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where the rest of them are?
And well, the white ones, yes. The white ones are up in the basket upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Why do you take all of your clothes and stuff them into the drawer?
Into the what?
Into the drawers.
Because you don't need to fold them. You're going to be... But oh, they're socks. I took everything out of your drawers.
I've took everything out of your drawers and made them nice and neat. I've put the t-shirts and the underwear in one drawer, socks in another drawer, and then pajama bottoms in another drawer. And made them all nice and neat. And every time I go back, they're just stuffed. Stuffed.
Okay. So now can I bring up your pile of
Well, I have office? My problem is in the office. Exactly.
Yeah, but I took care of it.
This is the whole thing. You and I are opposites. We're opposites. You're very, very neat with your work and your work area. There's like no visible paper anywhere. He refuses to have paper. It must be scanned and made digital or get rid of it. He will not have one piece of paper on his desk. So I'll give you that. Very neat. Only Darth Vader's.
But you even said you wanted that. You said you wanted.
I would like that, but it's not practical for me.
BS. It's not practical.
Somebody has to handle the bills. Paper.
And that's fine. It's paper, but then you can file it. But the problem is that you've got to stack. Originally, you only wanted a stack of one.
Stacks.
But I cleaned up those stacks at least three separate times.
And I know the rule. All paper coming in must be vertical. I know. But it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, I know. Why doesn't it happen?
Because I have to go through it. And then as I'm going through it, I'm thinking, well, I need a pile of this.
Uh-huh. I'm just trying to go through your logic so I can explain exactly why I stuff socks in the drawer.
Okay, so here's... I don't know why you stuff socks in the drawer like that, because that's... I don't know. But the paper issue is separate.
No. It's separate but equal. Because just as much as I don't care where I stuff my socks or if I do or do not fold my underwear... Well... At least, you know, you don't have to iron socks, you don't have to iron underwear, and only if we're really going out do you care as much as anybody else that I am out cleanly pressed. I'm just saying.
Yes, dear, I know.
Wait, but how come you get mad at me when you say that I stuffed the underwear and socks in the drawer and I don't know where my socks and underwear are? I know where they are.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just stating it.
And what
was
the sigh?
It's kind of funny. It's actually funny because we're really good in opposite areas.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And so thank God we finally found each other, people. Otherwise,
I don't know what would happen to either of us.
Are you sure about that? I think we freaked Adam out in the car.
Yeah. Well, he was laughing. What did he say?
He said he wished he had his iRiver with him. I don't know what the hell he was going to record.
Me and you fighting.
I don't think it's all that entertaining.
It's not really fighting, though. It's just disagreeing. And then...
No, it's not disagreeing. It's you say, quit yelling at me. And I say, I'm not yelling at you. I said, I can yell at you if you want.
Right, and then that really pisses me off.
Well, I know, but it upsets
me. I wasn't pissed off to begin with.
I know,
but then when you make that last statement, you went too far.
Okay,
you just should have shut up.
But, Ponzi...
That's what really pisses me off.
Okay, but what makes me mad, what gets me to that point is when you...
No, you do.
I do it on purpose because I'm not yelling.
I can tell by the smirky look on your face.
Ponzi,
you do it on purpose.
Because, look, no... If I don't think I'm yelling, and you think I'm yelling, then I'm going to say something to the effect of, if you want to see... I'm not yelling. If you want to see me yell, I will.
You were fine until you became a smartass.
Ponzi.
When you stepped over the line when you did that.
What part about me, given everything you know about me, what part about me did you think I was not going to be a smartass?
I thought you could just have a little bit of restraint.
For what?
To know when to shut up. That kind of restraint.
And after knowing my parents and where I come from, do you really think that it's all that easy to do?
Don't. Why do you try to bring your parents into this?
Because you know I'm right. You know I'm right.
They're two different people, different couple.
No, it's how I grew up. I know. It's how I grew up.
I'm in this relationship.
Were you saying that we're married?
I said I'm not in that marriage.
Right.
I'm in this relationship.
Then why would you say you're not in that relationship, you're in this relationship?
Because they're one step further than us.
I think they're 30 years further than us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But in relationship world, right. The next step.
Right.
Okay.
Everyone keeps asking me when the hell it's going to happen.
Oh, I don't know.
They asked for next Gnome Dex. I've had a couple of requests.
No, I'm not going to have Gnome Dex on the same day as my wedding. I even thought about that, but can you imagine what a freaking basket case I would be?
And we're basket cases anyway.
Having Gnome Dex is like having a baby or having a wedding.
Yeah, but
I don't want to have two
at least with Gnome Dex,
giant
Gnome
things
Dex,
happening in
Gnome
one
Dex
day.
May be a strain on our resources and time, but it's also something that we don't. What are you doing?
Waiting for you to get to the end of this thought.
I know, but you're like, look, you're rubbing your breastplate there. Why?
Because I had an itch. God. So all I did
was rub
my chest.
Look on your face at the same time.
Because I was seeing if something bit me because I had an itch.
I don't think anything bit you.
God. Moving on. Go. Finish the thought.
I've lost it now.
This is so cool. This is going to be boring as hell. No one's going to want to listen to this shit.
I know. This okay. is what I agree.
Oh, boy. All right. So, what are we going to eat for dinner tonight? I'm getting hungry.
Honey, you just ate. You've got freaking leftovers sitting right here.
I had like two bites.
Well, what? Okay, wait. It was warm. Okay, it was warm when you brought it in. Mm-hmm. You had more and you more and more. You had. You had more than two bites.
Two bites.
You had more than two bites, babe. Just eat this. What time is it now? It's only like 7:08. 7:41. What do you want? What do you want? I can see your screen from here, babe, because it's reflecting in the window. What do you want for dinner?
I'm not doing anything. I'm just looking at... Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm not looking at you anyway.
You're giving me the look.
No, I'm not. What look? What, the saucer eye look? Oh, golf?
No. Golf.
I'm sorry, tennis. Shut up.
Anyways.
So why not... Okay, so you're hungry. Why don't you eat this?
It's not what I want. I'm tired of it.
What do you want?
Sushi.
You had sirdahi for lunch.
I had three pieces.
It was good.
It was an appetizer, and yeah, it was good. That's probably why I want sushi now.
Then where are we going?
I think we should go to Toyota.
Are they open on Monday?
Yep. They're the only one.
Are you sure? Because last time we went there, they were closed. Remember, we drove all the way up there? You better call.
Stop it.
Babe, call.
No, you call. Why do I always have to call?
What's that? Time out. I want to go to sushi. Call. Wait, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't sit there. I want this. I want that. I want this. I want that. You do it. You can't do that. That is unfair.
Do you think you don't do that?
Oh, I know I do it all the time. But see, if you don't call me on it, then I can get away with it. Only when you call me on it.
Well, it's my turn to do that tonight.
No, I called you on it.
So?
You can't respond to that with a so. I mean, okay, someone asked you.
Respond however the hell I want to respond.
Oh, wait, is this the part where you say, I'm not making you do anything you don't want to do?
What?
Huh?
Where did that come from? That just came out of, like, left field. Boom!
No, it didn't come out of left field.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
Okay, then tell me where it came from.
Like, if I think something and I say, so you're telling me I do this? Oh, I'm not telling you to do anything.
What?
You say that you're not telling... You know exactly what I'm talking about, too.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You're grinning from ear to ear. Yes, you do.
I'm laughing at you because you can't get your thought out.
And I've got my thought out perfectly clear.
You can always go off. Okay, go ahead.
I got my thought out perfectly clear.
No, you didn't.
It was lucid. No, in my mind, it was absolutely lucid.
Exactly. And everyone else's, they're like, what the hell are
you
talking about?
I'll say, do you want me to do this? And then you say, you can think whatever you want to think. You can do whatever you want to do. That you say that. So if I ask you to respond with a question, or respond to a question, and you say, so? That's not a response. You're going to answer that way again, aren't you?
I have no idea what in the hell you want from me by saying that. I really don't. What do you expect when you say that? What do you expect?
When I say what particular part?
That's not an answer. That I'm not allowed to say so.
So? Yeah, well, it's like growing up and saying, Dad, can I have that? No. Why? Because I said so? There's no explanation behind that. I mean, it's not that I'm looking for...
Everything doesn't have to have an explanation, Chris. Everything does not have to have an explanation.
Yeah, but if I want to know what's going through your head, am I not able to ask?
Sure. Yeah. That doesn't mean you're always going to get the answer
you want. I know, exactly. And if I don't get the answer that I'm looking for, I'm going to keep asking.
And you're going to keep irritating me.
So cut to the chase. If you can answer the question to the best of your knowledge, and the answer to the question isn't so... Then why answer the question with anything else?
I'd probably say so because I've forgotten what the hell the question was by the time we get to that point.
So why don't you say I forgot the question?
So means and. Like, so. It means, like, so who cares? Or if you have a further thought, and. What kind of look is that?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out.
I told you, I have forgotten what the initial question was by this point in the conversation.
It was regarding you.
You forgot what the question
was. No, I didn't. I'm trying to phrase it right. I'm trying to phrase it right so you don't accuse me of forgetting what my thought was.
This is funny that we are recording this because I want to rewind this thing and see what the question was.
Can I say the question? Okay, can I say what it was? This is what it was about. You were telling, you saying, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want sushi, I want that. You call. I said, no, actually, I said, is Toyota open? Yes, they are. Well, they weren't because the last time.
Oh, no.
And
okay,
then I
so
said, you call. And then you
okay.
said, you call.
So now I know where we're back to square one. I don't feel like I need to call. You feel like... Listen.
You feel like you need you want sushi. That's fine.
I want
fine.
Sushi, but I do not listen. Okay.
You do not listen?
No. I said, listen. Just listen. Can you stop and listen?
Okay.
Okay. I felt like having sushi. You asked me where. I said Toyota. I know that I have called before.
Yeah.
And they were open on Monday.
But they.
So when you said, you better call, in my mind, I dismissed it. Because, no, I don't have to call anything. If you really think it's so important to call, then you call.
I don't think it's
and
very
then that's
important.
Why I said,
but if
you
we,
call.
Okay, but if we, because, go, if we go all the way up there and it's closed, I mean, I'm all for it. You know me, I never turn down sushi.
What do you have planned?
For what?
This evening. What's so
I'm trying to clean out my inbox. I'm trying to clean out my inbox before we have to take off to where
and go out to dinner with me.
Oh, I didn't say I wasn't going to. I'm just saying if we don't know if they're absolutely open, we have to.
I know. I have called. We have done this before. It's not the first time that we went out for sushi on a Monday night.
Don't put the ice cream scoop in the dishwasher.
Oh God, you're doing it exactly. You do the same thing again. Why? Why? Ugh, it's irritating. You would. And if it's so important for you, then you go call. Don't tell me to call.
Yeah, but if you're asking that you want to go out to sushi, then why would you ask the why would you want the other person to call? If you're not, I mean,
because
if you're absolutely 100%
positive.
Because I
don't think there's any reason to call. But if, you're the one who said you better call.
Yes, because remember
no,
that one time we
not
went up there.
Call because
babe,
I don't
when
have
we
to,
went
I
up
don't
there,
want
babe,
to.
Babe, when we went up there, do you remember that one time we went up there it was closed?
It was not a Monday.
But why was it closed?
It was not a Monday. It was a day that they're closed, but they're not closed on Monday. I'm for sure. Because
right.
Whenever we eat sushi on Monday, guess where we go?
Okay.
There.
No, we've gone to other places for Monday. All right, we'll go to Toyota. I'm kind of getting hungry, too. I'm not like, I don't think as hungry as you are.
So then why are you making such a big deal?
I'm
and
not
why
making
does...
a big deal. I'm responding to your response. That's all I was doing. That's all I was doing.
This is sad. I'm thinking about our whole conversation here, and I'm like, I don't know if we should share that with everybody. We sound like two babbling idiots. But I just have
hey,
to know.
Hey, hon,
I just
if
have
the
to
shoe
know,
fits.
I just have to know if other people have these same conversations.
Oh, certainly these.
Especially the geek and the non-geek. I think I really do.
What,
I think,
the beauty and the geek whole thing?
I don't know. I don't feel like... We have watched that show. It's been funny, huh?
I've got one that's pre-recorded.
And we play it. We play the game and make sure we're not too geeky or too dumb, right?
You're not dumb. You're nowhere near that league. I certainly would not trust you with a lot of things that I trust you with, like within Locker Gnome and Gnome Decks, if you were anywhere near that level.
Yeah, I'm nothing like that.
What?
And you definitely know more about pop culture than the majority of those.
I answered all those questions that the dudes didn't.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I'm at least not afraid to touch a woman.
Well, who the hell? The club.
That was Fringe.
That is not
That
Fringe.
Was Fringe.
That song has been out for so long, and you know I listened to hip-hop and R&B.
They all,
so
it all,
that,
it sounds
was,
good. I like that music too now, but a lot of it runs into one another. I get the beat and everything, but I don't know the titles of the songs.
But you sit in the car and sing them.
Yeah, but I don't know the titles of the songs. Just because I sing along doesn't mean I know the title or know who's singing it.
It's just funny to me because it was up in the club, right? No, because it's up in the club. And
how does Up in the Club go?
Listen, you sing
the
song.
How does it go?
I'm not going to do it, so don't even try to.
Well, I can't even, I don't know the point of reference then.
Okay, whatever. Regardless. So then we have, this is what's so funny. You'll sing it in the car.
Yeah.
It'll come on TV because of the ringtone crap, you know, those commercials. And you'll start singing it. And on one of our vitamin waters, I swear to God, it's called
50 Cent.
Right.
Right.
And it's even silver with bling on it, right?
Is that the one?
It has a different.
Everybody in the house.
It makes reference to 50 Cent.
How does it? No, I know that one, but I'm saying what's the lyrics to the song? I'm trying to remember what it is now.
I'm not gonna do it.
In the club.
Mm-hmm.
In the club.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't know the lyrics. Just give me the lyrics.
No.
Don't sing it.
No.
Just give me the lyrics.
No.
Why?
Because it sounds stupid without the music.
Okay, so how about I do the beatbox?
No. Don't, please.
Okay,
God.
Don't make it sound. Okay, don't. Then.
Okay, let's move on. This is. Okay, moving on.
Why don't we just go to sushi?
Yeah, let's go to sushi. All right. We'll try this again later. We have to be able to do this better.